KSL News Time, 7:39. Let's get that triple team traffic look, starting with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, looking at a crash just after you get off of I-80 at 7th East in Salt Lake City. So what they did is they pulled off that westbound exit ramp and parked on the right shoulder on northbound 700 East just after I-80. Doesn't look like it's much of a delay either. Main line of I-15, that's got your slowdowns from Bluffdale. Well, not Bluffdale this time. Bangor Highway, I should say, up through 90 South before it improves. Eric Butler.
Wettest spot in Utah County is right in American Fork, a little bit in Pleasant Grove also, so be aware of that. If you're northbound on I-15, you might take a couple miles off your usual speed. Right now, I-15 overall, though, is looking pretty good from Provo up to Point of the Mountain. Down in Saratoga Springs, you got a little bit of busy activity at the intersection of Redwood Road and Pioneer Crossing. Alicia?
Well, this ramp closure, southbound I-15 in North Salt Lake is starting to cause delays now through the North Interchange, southbound I-15. But the ramp is actually the connector ramp from southbound US 89 Main Street there in North Salt Lake onto southbound I-15. So that's where the closure is, but it's just causing delays as people trying to figure out what's going on as they're coming past that area. The advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-5550 or visit UtahAdvocates.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.